Hi, this is Joe Domanowitz from the New York Daily News. I'm talking with Dave Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Here on the 12th annual Total Theater Tony Show, celebrating Broadway, celebrating the Tonys, and a bit of a celebration here, too, for the 10th anniversary. Either it's diamond or tin aluminum. Don't ask me how they calculate these gift things. But right. Wishing a very happy anniversary to Joe Domanowitz of the Daily News. He's been at the paper for 16 years, but this is his 10th anniversary as the paper's chief and only theater critic. So a lot of responsibility on this man, and we're very, very happy that he's taking the time out to talk to us once again in the neighborhood. Welcome, Joe, and happy anniversary.
Thanks very much.
What was the most, I wouldn't say the best review you ever wrote, but what was like the proudest review that you've written in those 10 years?
Proudest? You know, I look, it's an interesting question. You know, I look back at a musical like Fun Home that started at the Public Theater, and I take great pride that I championed that from the very beginning. It's obviously gone on to great success, and even, you know, I think to a lot of people's surprise last year, won the Best Musical Tony. I'm really proud of that. I feel the same way about Once, another show that began off-Broadway, in that case, New York Theater Workshop. Those two shows had so much in common for me because I love them both and couldn't imagine that, you know, that would be the end of the road. And, you know, there's something really, really great about feeling strongly about a show and being able to throw your support around. That's part of what a critic does, part of, you know, what a critic is here for is, you know, obviously recording the Broadway season or the off-Broadway season as well. But, you know, there's something really, really rewarding about getting behind something you really believe in. So I feel great about Fun Home, that it's still here and still just as great as when I saw it the first time.
I think a lot of critics are feeling that way or making that push for Dear Evan Hansen, which was off-Broadway.
Yeah, no, I know. You and I had talked about what we might talk about today and what you know, my favorites were, and certainly Dear Evan Hansen came on this wave of great support. But sometimes you think, well, yeah, is it going to live up to the expectations or is it hype? And again, sitting at second stage, I was like, yeah, no, this is really good. You know, I had a few quibbles with it. Maybe they'll do some work on it before it goes to Broadway. It's already been signed. I'm going to get to see it again, it's always a good sign when you're in a show and you think, God, I want to see that again.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's a really good show. It's really smart. And then it's introducing Ben Platt, who's just this great new talent. So it's this win-win, a show that's smart, a young actor who's really, really good. People will know him from the movies, but here he is on stage, and he's really good.
Well, speaking of really good, we like to think that the Tony, I know it's a kind of a lame segue, but we're making the segue into Broadway actors, or actresses, I should say, for the category Leading Actress in a Musical. And there's some really wonderful people in here. And those include Laura Benanti for She Loves Me, Carmen Cusack for Bright Star, Cynthia Erivo in The Color Purple, Jesse Mueller for The Waitress, and Philippa Sue for Hamilton. Now, just before we got on mic, you mentioned that whom you think will win and who should win are the same person. So I can maybe make a guess that it's Color Purple, or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, what is it that Cynthia Erivo in Color Purple declares, I'm here, and that's exactly what Cynthia Erivo, a British actress who nobody knew in New York, came to Broadway and performed and basically said, I'm here. She demanded that everybody take notice, and she gives just an electrifying performance. You know, I've seen The Color Purple now with three different women playing Celie. LaShawn's played in the original production. Fantasia took over. That was the first Broadway run.
Right.
Each performance, very different. And now it arrives with John Doyle's Streamline production, and Cynthia Erivo is perfectly cast.
Can I ask you, I saw the original production, didn't like, I mean, I have a bias against Alice Walker anyway, politically, but even if I liked Alice Walker, or liked the book of Color Purple, did not care for the original show, is this revival so different and so revelatory?
Well, I think the show is the show, but I agree with what you're saying. I think I wrote when I was reviewing it for a second time, when I first heard they're bringing it back, it hasn't been that long.
Right.
I can't remember, 8 years or something? It's like, already. Then I saw it, and I started thinking, with the right person in the role of Celie, there's this great empathy. It just feels like the feelings that generated on that stage go through the roof with the exact right person in that role. And, you know, I think the score demanded a second listen, or in my case, a third, and I appreciated it more. As Jennifer Hudson herself pointed out, a non-nominee said she was hired for her name and for celebrity and for putting fannies in seats. And she was actually, she sang the role of Shug Avery really well. But
are you going back to see Heather Headley, who's doing that role?
I haven't gone back. I want to go back. Yeah,
wow.
I'd like to go back. I haven't gotten there yet. You know, I just look at Cynthia Erivo's performance as just one of the stunning things of the season, and they've done something really smart. From the minute they announce the nominees for the Tonys, it's a campaign, just like the political campaign we're in the midst of. And they were really smart. They've, you know, I talked to Cynthia Erivo for a podcast that I do here called The Joe D Show. She's so smart. She's so genuine. And then they put her on the Stephen Colbert Show, and they let her sing I'm Here.
Oh, well, so, yeah.
And if you've not watched it, you need to watch it. It's just this soul-crushing performance, and that's what she gives. And so anybody who sees that, anybody who sees that who's not seen the show, will get why Cynthia Erivo, all these women that have been nominated, Laura Benanti, I did go back to She Loves Me a week ago, and she's fantastic. Carmen Cusack, an actress I didn't know, but who gives a really very, very strong performance in Bright Star. You know, Jesse Mueller, you know, she's come to New York from Chicago, and, you know, what has she done, like, 5 Broadway shows in about as many years, and it just announced herself in a huge way. She already has a Tony, so I wasn't a big fan of Waitress, but I do like her work. If there's one, I'd leave Philippa Sue last, not only because she's alphabetically last in the list, but, you know, I got to go back to Hamilton, and all along I've been saying it's Cynthia Erivo, Cynthia Erivo. Then I watched Philippa Sue's work as Eliza Hamilton. Her work is stunning.
Oh.
It's not the type of role, though, that, like Seeley, where she has those numbers where she just blows the roof off. But anybody who listens to, and you can do this, just listen to the original Broadway cast recording. Listen to her work on Who Lives, Dies, Who Tells Your Story, or Burn. She's a beautiful actress. I don't think that ultimately the role is going to propel her to a Tony Award, but what is it that Eliza sings in that final song? You know, I put myself back in the narrative, and Philippa Sue has put herself in the Broadway narrative in this huge way. She's not going anywhere, although she'll probably get sucked up by movies or TV. She's really this beautiful young actress, straight from Juilliard and Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, and then landed Hamilton. I remember sitting in the audience with Tom Cale, the director of Hamilton, the very same night that he saw Natasha Pierre, and seeing her work, I know exactly what drew him to her. Yeah, I don't think she's going to win a Tony, but she's already a winner.
Wow. And speaking of people who aren't going to win a Tony, were there any people that you felt were egregiously omitted from the category?
Yes, yes, yes. The Julie Andrews egregiously overlooked. No, you know what? I think the nominees did a good job. Of course, you know, I loved Audra McDonald in Shuffle Along. Looser, funnier, sexier, just... I was thinking, you know, she goes on Jimmy Fallon's show and she sings those ridiculous Yahoo answers, I think it is. She sort of had an element of that as Lottie G in Shuffle Along. She's just magic on stage. You know what? She's 1-6. She's got enough. She herself said she's thrilled with the way it worked out. And, you know, Carmen Cusack, could I have traded Anna Viafania, who's, you know, playing Gloria Stefan? Maybe, but I think the nominees had a lot of good performances to judge, and I think they did a great job.
Now, just another question or two for Joe Domanowitz of the Daily News.
Yeah.
We mentioned Dear Evan Hansen. Were there any other shows on or off Broadway that you really loved this past season?
Yeah, I suppose my barometer is always, you know, what would I like to go back to? And I loved getting to go back to The Humans, Stephen Karam's play, now on Broadway, that originated off Broadway at the Roundabout, and this incredibly moving, funny portrait, although I actually had thought about it. What he's written isn't so much a group portrait, but really is just a mirror holding up to the way we're living now. Angst-ridden, nervous, not knowing what's going to be lurking in the hallway in this existential way, but trying to find love and trying to find support where we can, sort of holding on by our fingertips and hoping that to reach out and give a hand if needed. Stephen Karam is a really smart young writer, and it's a great play.
So I take it that would be your choice, or you are a Tony voter.
I am a Tony voter, and I wouldn't feel bad about saying that's going to get my vote any more than I would about Cynthia Erivo. I've been quite candid about the shows. I don't really mince words too much about shows that I love.
Can I ask you, do you ever get to off Broadway? I'm curious, in your capacity, can you ever get past, or just no time?
Oh, yeah. yeah, no, no, of course, we get to off-off-Broadway and off-Broadway, you know, and sometimes it's this great surprise. There's a play in New York right now at the West Side Theater with Joe Morton, where he's playing Dick Gregory. And, you know, I was like, well, we'll see what it is. And it ended up being this fantastic play.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, I try to see as much as I can.
Great. Well, we appreciate, as I said, again...
The name of that play is Turn Me Loose. I just kind of went out of my head. But it's a really good play, and it was a great surprise. You know, here's Joe Morton. People may know from Brother from Another Planet, or they might know him as... I think he plays Kerry Washington's dad on Scandal. It's kind of great that, you know, I have this great job where you get to go to a lot of different things. You never know where the diamond is going to be.
Speaking of your diamond anniversary, as
yes, I know.
Good way to wrap that up. But how often do you go to the theater? Is it week to week in certain parts of the season that's busier? But do you go three times on a normal week? Four times?
About that, yeah. And I'm heading to a play tonight at Lincoln Center, so yeah, that's about right. That's about right. You know, there used to be a time when summer would be a drought. That's no longer true at all. January used to be sort of this fallow period, too. That's no longer the case either. There's festivals all over it. So New Yorkers are really lucky, whether everything they see is a diamond or something, you know, more cubic zirconian style remains to be seen, but there's always a lot to see.
Or a lump of coal, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, if you squeeze it hard enough, baby. Yeah.
Joe Domanowicz of the Daily News. Last question. Where will you be on Tony Night? Are you going to be blogging? Are you going to be at the thing or where? What?
I'm going to be sitting right where I'm sitting right now at my desk, watching the show, filing various deadlines for the paper. You know, it's a big night. It's a big news story, and I'll be covering it here. One of the things I like to do is go to the rehearsal the day of so I can get an idea of the run of the show so I'll know, by 8:30 they'll have given one award or something. So I've been rooted to my seat here for the past few years, have gotten to go to the ceremony a couple times, and, you know, it's a great night.
Well, you're making a great afternoon here in the neighborhood by being with us on our Tony Show. Joe Domanowicz, huge thanks once again for sharing your thoughts with us. Everybody, read him in the Daily News, and we will be talking to you long, long before your 20th anniversary. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks for including me.
You betcha. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.